The Sideliner has been a great resource for us at the University of Alabama. We've used it for the last two seasons. This will be our third season using it. And obviously, I think everyone can see that it makes a difference in terms of protecting the player's privacy. It essentially gives you a private exam room on the sideline. But what I've found beyond that is, to me, it really increases the overall quality of our evaluation, because once we get into the unit, the player's definitely a lot calmer. As an athletic trainer, I'm calmer. Our physician's calmer. You know, we don't feel like we have 100,000 people watching us, much less a TV camera. So I think, in addition to the obvious privacy aspect, it's improved the overall evaluation.
The National Football League will begin using sideline medical evaluation tents at all games for the 2017 season. These tents have been widely used with great success by college football teams over the past several years, and we believe the tents will be an important advance for the sideline care of NFL players as well.
The tent provides a more private environment where the team medical staff can evaluate injured players without distractions of gameplay, media, or interference of other sideline personnel.
Initial setup of the tent requires only a few minutes and no special tools. Please refer to the league's instructional video on sideline tent assembly and maintenance for further details.
Each club will be provided with three league-issued medical tents prior to the start of the preseason. One tent will be provided by the home club for use on each sideline, and one tent will be available as the backup to either club. The league office will provide the medical tents for all international series games.
The tents will have the same dimensions and color with no markings. Clubs are prohibited from modifying the shape, color, dimensions, and design of the tents provided to them on game day. The tents should be anchored by a sideline examination table and can quickly be raised and collapsed. Clubs are prohibited from cooling and heating the tent on game day.
The exam table and medical tent must be positioned in a location either inside the bench area or immediately adjacent and to the side of the bench area, similar to where the kicking net is positioned. Each team can place the tent in the area that makes the most sense for their sideline setup, as long as the tent does not cross the yellow dotted media line that would interfere with TV sideline carts.
We have found it easier to have the player enter the tent area and sit on the exam table prior to raising the tent. When the exam is complete, the tent can be lowered, and then the player can leave the exam area.
The tent should be raised only for the duration of the medical exam and should not be left up when unoccupied. The tent is not meant as a substitute for the locker room. Any invasive procedure or long exam should be done in the locker room and not the tent, just as we've always done.
We're requiring that all sideline concussion evaluation should be done inside the tent. However, the locker room concussion evaluation should still always be done in the locker room as per the concussion protocol. In addition, any player diagnosed with a concussion should be taken to the locker room for continued observation and not left in the tent once the exam is completed.
The tent may also be used for other types of injuries, but is not mandatory for all injury evaluations. For example, you may still elect to retape an ankle or adjust a knee brace on the sideline or bench area without using the tent. On the other hand, if a more private body part needs to be examined or taped, the tent is certainly the best location on the sideline to use.
At no time should coaching or non-medical staff enter the tent when it is raised. Team athletic training staff, team physicians, and the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultants are the only personnel who should be inside the tent with the injured player.
Any use of the medical tent beyond what has been described in this video is strictly prohibited and may be subject to league discipline.
Thank you for your cooperation in implementing this new device. We are confident that our players, team physicians, and athletic trainers will all benefit from the use of the tent as we continue to advance our goal of providing the best possible medical care to the amazing athletes who play this great game in the NFL.